Last year, we began discussing issues of Irui and the various days in Rishonim regarding Bishul and Shabbos, as well as Blias Machalos Asuras. We mentioned the following, that the Mishnah tells us in Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph that Ha'ilftis Va'Kadera Shavira Mirusachim, if you have a Kli Bishul which is Shalol Gabi Ha'esh, Lo Yitin Atochon Tavlin, that is considered to be capable of Bishul, but no sim l'tocha ka'or l'tocha tamchli. In a kredishon shol agave ayish it is aser, in a klisheni, that is considered timotir. So Tosus points out that regarding the issue of irui, there are apparently opposite diuk in the Mishnah. The diuk of the Reisha would seem to indicate that irui is mutter, only klisheni is aser. The diuk of the Sefer seems to indicate the opposite is true, that klisheni is mutter, implying that irui in fact is aser. So therefore, Tosfos comments that one really cannot be medayik from our Mishnah as to the status of Irui. And Tosfos goes on to quote the Chiddush of the Rashbam, that in fact that Irui is keklisheni. How do you know that this is true? The Rashbam links us to the Sugyan Psachim and Av Ayin Heim Udveiz, the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, whether Eloi Gov or whether Tatoi Gov. We paskin alacha like Shmuel, as we saw, that Tatoi Gov, that means when you have a Tav, which enters into the bottom. We assume that the top is cooled down by the bottom, and therefore there is no blia at all. And therefore, Tosfos is of the opinion, if this is true, the sheet of Shmo Tatoi Gavar, that we assume that the top is cooled by that which is in the bottom, so therefore that certainly should affect Irui. Irui by definition means that that which is hot is being poured on that which is cold, and if there is no Belia because Tatoi Gavar, therefore Irui is not Mevashel as well. And that is the sheet of the Rashbam, that Irui is considered to be Kiklisheni. Again, the assumption of the Rashbam that we'll have to discuss is what a true of Blias Isser Veheter is also true when it comes to Bishul Shabbos, and therefore Tato Gavar is a clear raya that Irui is Dino Kiklisheni. This Tosfos comments is against the sheet of Sari, the Ri who maintains that Irui is considered to be Kikli Rishon, and his raya is from the Sugyan Zvachim and Daf Tzarihayim and Beis. The Gemara discusses in the beginning of Chumash Vayikra when it comes to Karban Chatos, the Torah requires Shvira regarding Kli Cheres because there is Blia. Not only in a case where actual Bishul occurred in the Kli Cheres, but even if Eira L'Socher Oseach. The Gemara bases this on the Ribi of the Pasuk of Asher Tvashel Bo, and therefore Bo indicates anything which is cooked in it, even the Rabbos, the case of Irui. So therefore the Reb comments that apparently you see that Irui is considered to be Kimavashel. And Tosfos continues and quotes the Yerushalmi, the machlokas between Rabbi Yoni and Rabbi Yossi. But Tosfos comments that the maskanas HaYerushalmi is clear. You see even from Klei Nechoshes that Irui is Dino Kikli Rishon. That is the machlokas between the Rashbam and the Reb. Tosfos then presents a third shita, and the Tosfos and Zvachim and Avtzehem Udveiz, as well as the Rosh, writes that this is the shita of Rabbi Natan, that there is a partial bishul of a case of Irui. It is not considered to be Kli Rishon where it's Balea and Mavashel Kedei Kulo. It is not considered to be comparable to Kli Sheni, which is Eino Mavashel, but rather it is Mavashel Kedei Klipa. That is the shita of Rabbi Natan. So there is partial bishul that occurs Al Yedei Irui. Hoshav Shat, reading the Tosis, you get the following impression. Whether it's Mevashel Kedei Kulo, as the Ri writes, because Irui is Kekli Rishon, or whether the Shita Rabbein Atam, that it's Mevashel Kedei Klipa, there's a world of difference between those two Shitas when it comes to Blia Sisir Veheter. After all, according to the Ri, it's Bolea Kedei Kulo. According to the Shita Rabbein Atam, it's only Kedei Klipa. But what about when it comes to Shabbos? Offhand, the Chora, one would argue that in Shabbos there is no Nafkamina at all. After all, we have to avoid Bishul. We even have to avoid the possibility of Bishul, which is Kedei Klipa. So Rabbi Natam writes that even partial Bishul occurs, that would forbid the possibility of Irui on Shabbos. Those are the three shitas that you find in the Tosfos. We pointed out that Gleital, right, and Os Lamed Aleph quotes a fourth sheet, and that is the view of Rabbi Yona. Rabbi Yona at first glance sounds like the sheet of the Rashbam. Rabbi Yona writes that Irui is considered to be Dino Kekli Sheni. However, it is not because of Tata Gavar. It is not because we assume that the top which is hot, which is poured, is cooled by the bottom, but rather the Rashbam assumes the following Kiddush. The Tekev Shiyotza Mikli Rishon, immediately, when that wick would leaves the Kli Rishon, even Ba'od HaKiluach Ba'avir, when it is still traveling, it did not yet enter the Klisheni at all, at that point already mitstanein ba'avir. That is quite different than the Rashbam. The Rashbam assumes that it's only considered to be dino keklisheni because of this issue of tata gavar. That's not what Rabbi Yonah writes. Rabbi Yonah writes that the moment that it leaves the kli rishon, it is mitstanein. This, in fact, can relate to the earlier issue we discussed, that what is the essential difference between a kli rishon and a kli sheni? Is it in kli rishon that defanos mechamamos, or is it bedavkin kli sheni defanos makaros? What happens with the davar gush, where there are no defanos? Or what happens immediately when it leaves the kli? If you assume in order to label it as a kli rishon, you require defanos mechamamos, the moment it leaves the kli, you no longer have defanos mechamos, and therefore perhaps already at that point, nitzdanim. If you assume bedavka that no, defanos mekaros, that's the status of kli sheni, then perhaps one could argue if the kiluach is ba'avir, that is not the case, or maybe one could argue that even ba'avir already, the coldness of the avir already seeks to reduce the temperature, and therefore, maybe just as defanos mekaros, hu hadinami, the same effect is accomplished by the avir as well. But if you should assume bidavka, that defanos mechamamos is necessary to label it as a kli rishon, then as Rabbi Yonah writes, once already it leaves the kli rishon, already at that point, it begins to cool. If this would be true, Agli Tal points out, a chumra according to the sheet of Rabbi Yonah that would not be true according to the view of the Rashbam. And that's the following. Would one be allowed to pour from a kedei roseach to a kedei roseach? In such an instance, according to Rabbi Yonah, one could envision the possibility that once it leaves the kedei harishon, already it begins to cool, and therefore going from that which is cooled back into a kli rishon potentially could in fact be a problem. Good. So the Ri maintains that Iri is dino kli rishon. Rabbi Yotam maintains that it's mevashel kedei klipa. As we pointed out in the sugya of bliya sisa vehetu, there's a world of difference between them. When it comes to bliya and Shabbos, the chordash should be aser both according to the Ri and according to Rabbi Yotam. However, there is the possibility of several nafkaminos even between the Ri and Rabbi Yotam. One difference we started to point out was the following regarding shiurim. We know that mevashel, right, is only chayiv if there is a shir of a kagrogres. How do you assess the shir of a kagrogres? If it is al yedei irui, so therefore the rewrites that it's mevashel kedei kulo. According to the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, it's on mevashel kedei klipa. So in terms of determining the shiurim, whether this is chatzi shir, as we discussed, whether it's nisa daraiser, nisa darabaran, as opposed to a full shir, which is a chiyu chatos and skila, that would be a critical difference between the re as opposed to Rabbeinu Tam. What is the extent of the bishul? Furthermore, we discuss the following. What happens if a person did so be iser? Iri is mevashel. So what is the halacha? We'll have to discuss at length the sugya of mevashel b'shabbos, ma'isa shabbos. The fact that it is aser, when is it aser, what's the din daraisa, what is the knas, derabanan. But even if one should assume that mevashel b'shabbos is sufficient to forbid that chefetz at least, boso ha-shabbos, so what part of that chefetz is forbidden? According to the Ri, it would impact on the object in its entirety, because iri is kekli rishon, which is mevashel kedei kulo. If you assume, however, as a sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, it's only mevashel kedei klipa, so therefore the bishul b'shabbos only affects the kedei klipa, everything else is heter gomer, was not subject to bishul whatsoever. However, both agree that it's aser. These are just details in terms of the shiurim and b'dieved. Is the chefetz asura or is it not? I mentioned the end of the last shir. If you look in the Shar HaTzion, however, in Shinyan Ches and Sivkot Nehei, here the Mishnah Berurah raises the following very profound ha'ara. The Magen Avraham points out in Sivkot Lamed Beis that we assume, as the Chiddush Rabbeinu Tam, that Iri is mevashel kedei klipa. So the Mishnah Berurah in the Shar HaTzion discusses the following difficulty. When we assume that Iri is mevashel kedei klipa, what does that mean? Kol tzarko, it is fully cooked. Or does one argue that no, it is only kamachal ben drusai? Mishnah Berurah writes in the Shar HaTzion, very mistabra, that it's only mamish kamachal ben drusai. It's not odif mi al gabi hagichalim. That case of menachos nafnun zayin. You place something al gabi hagichalim mamish. So there the Gemara says that we don't assume immediately that it's bishul kol tzarko. The most it's going to be is machal ben drusai. And even a further step now the Mishnah Berurah raises. Macho ben Drusai is chayiv. No, macho ben Drusai is only chayiv if it's mishnei hatzdadim, if it's through and through. If it's macho ben Drusai mitzar echad, that is not forbidden. No? So that's the difficulty the Shaar HaTzion has. The whole sugi of Malchus ben Drusai, Menachos Haflun Zayin, began with a brisa that tells us that if you have basa which is gabe gechalim, the iser is if only hipechba, if you flip it. If you don't, then not. Why? Malchus ben Drusai? The Gemara says Malchus ben Drusai is not always chayiv. Malchus ben Drusai only makes the chayfetz roi lachilif it mishnei hatzdadim, not mitzad echad. So therefore the Shaar HaTzion says, what about Irui? Irui is going to be greater than Al-Gabe Gecholim Amish. Al-Gabe Gecholim, it's sitting on the Gecholim. Here, it's very temporary contact. All it is poured over the Chaticha. Pouring over the Chaticha L'chora is not going to be a greater degree of Bishul than Al-Gabe HaGecholim. And therefore, it should be Macho Ben Drusai Mitzar Echad. Therefore, the Mishnah writes in Shaar HaTzion, how is it possible that this is Asr? If you're going to tell me that Iri is Mamish Kekli Rishon, we'll argue, no, that's worse, that's Mavashal Kedei Klipa. Then it's Mavashal Kedei Kulo. But if you assume Ezra Ben Tam Shita, it's only Mavashal Kedei Klipa, and that Kedei Klipa is comparable to Macho Ben Drusai Mitzar Echad, so in such a case, there should be a world of difference between the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam. Not just simply in Bliya Sisavet to the extent of the Bliya, but when it comes to the Shita Sari, it's forbidden midaraisa. According to Rabbi Natan, why should it be forbidden at all? So the Shaar HaTzion writes the following chiddush: Eino chinami mikol makom isura derabanan yesh. Very great chiddush. Shaar HaTzion suggests that according to Rabbi Natan, that we assume like la'alacha that iri is vavashal kadei klipa, the most it will be is nisa derabanan. Because it cannot be any worse than Macho ben Drusai, which is Mitzar Echad. And therefore, this is only an Isid Rabbanan. The Shaar HaTzion acknowledges Avuhu Davar Chadosh. Certainly, it's a great Chiddush, and Vitzarachi in Becholzen. So the Shaar HaTzion writes, it's clear that Iri is forbidden, but maybe it's only an Isid Rabbanan. So according to the Ri, it's an Isid Araisa. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's only an Isid Rabbanan, a very important Chiddush. At first glance, you think that there's no difference at all when it comes to Melechus Shabbos between the Ri as opposed to Rabbeinu Tam. Maybe a couple of differences, B'dieved, in terms of Shiurim. Here the Shaar HaTzion writes that it's only an Isid Rabbanan. Yeah. If you look in Egleitel in Lamed Aleph and Oz Gimel, Egleitel raises the very same issue. And Egleitel goes even a step further. Egleitel writes the Shita Rabbeinu Tam that Iri is Mavashal Likadei Klipa. And Egleitel explains that Berega Acha Shemachal Shemachal HaKiluach, that brief contact between the Iri and the Heftzah Shalochel, certainly it is not Mizbashal Kol Tzarko, it is only Mizbashal Kemacho Ben Drusai. And Macho Ben Drusai Mitzar Echad, it is Mutter. That's not considered to be Aser whatsoever. Lav Klumu. That's exactly what the Gemara writes in Menachos and Daf Nun Zayin, and that's what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos and Perek Tes Halacha Hey. So therefore, Egleitel goes as far as to say the great Chiddush that according to Rabbeinu Tam, that Iri is Lema Vashal Kadei Klipa, taking this kasha that the Shaar HaTzion writes to its logical conclusion, and therefore it is Mutter. There's no Iser of Irui, because in Blias Isser Veheter it's only Mavashal Kedei Klipa, and therefore in Shabbos this is not considered to be Bisho whatsoever. What's the difficulty with this? But don't we know that Irui, in fact, right, is that which is Asa? We learn the Gemara that tells us that when it comes to Tavlin, Kli Sheni is Mutter. But Rabbi Natan admits that Iri is us when it comes to Tavlin. That's the whole context. Kli Sheni, yes, but Iri, no. Iri is Mavashal Kedei Klipa. So how can you say that Iri is only Kedei Klipa, and therefore it's Kamacha Ben Rasam Yitzhak, and therefore it's Mutter? Right? The whole starting point was that Iri is in fact Aser, only Kli Sheni is Mutter. Iri is Aser. So Rabbeinu Tam says, because Iri is Mavashal, Kedei Klipa. So how can you say that there's no Bishul? Maybe you can suggest, as the Mishnah Berurah does, that it's Nisid Rabbanan. But how can you say that this is Mutter? Kli Sheni is Mutter, Iri is Aser. So here, the Aglita writes the following chiddush. What is the context? The context is tavlin. When it comes to tavlin, kli sheni is mutter, iroi is aser. Aglita writes this fantastic chiddush. That's because when it comes to iroi agave ha-tavlin, iroi, what is the purpose of tavlin? Lamatek es ha-kadera. When you pour that piping hot water on tavlin, that will cause that tam, that tavlin, to be polate, and therefore that is called bishul kedei kulmo. Iroi of tavlin is not kamacha ben drusai. Iroi of tavlin is a mamish bishul kotzarko. Now you have tea, for example, and you pour your hot water in the tea. So in such a case, it releases the tam ha-tavlin, and therefore that is bishul kedei kulmo. If you're going to pour on top of a piece of meat, how can you call that bishul kedei kulmo? But if you're pouring on the top of tavlin, that is considered to be bishul kedei kulmo. That's the chiddush Rabbeinu Yotam. Why is it that the Mishnah says, when it comes to tavlin, that kli sheni is mutter, implying that iri is aser? That's because iri is mavashel. Kedei klip is bishul kedei kulmo when it comes to tavlin. When you have a large chatichas basar, then the difference between kedei klipa and kedei kulmo was obvious. When you're dealing with a tea leaf, where's kedei klipa as opposed to kedei kulmo? You're dealing with a thin layer of the leaf of the tea itself, or you're dealing with tavlin where iri is capable of releasing its full sense? In such a case, that's considered to be kedei kulmo. Wow, that's the chiddush Aglital. So again, if you're dealing with chatichas basar, one could go to the logical extreme, it's mutter lechatchila, because the context is tavlin. In tavlin, kedei klipa is considered to be bishul kedei kulmo. The Aglital goes a step further and says, with this in mind, the Lashon HaMishnah Daf Kuf Mem Hei Mud Beis is incredibly meduyak. This Aglital is in Lamed Aleph Os Hei. We pointed out that that Mishnah, Kuf Mem Hei Mud Beis, has three halachos. Halacha number one is the following. Kol Shabbat B'chanim B'Erev Shabbos Shonosa B'chan B'Shabbos. What's halacha number one? Kuf Erev Shabbos in Bishul Achar Bishul. That's halacha number one. Halacha number two is the following. V'kol shlo babachan b'erev Shabbos, if not, then madichin also b'chamin. Then irui. Irui is a possibility that we'll have to discuss. What is the status of irui? That was halacha number two. Kol shlo babachan b'erev Shabbos, if it wasn't cooked. So therefore, shorin is forbidden, but madichin also b'chamin. Irui is considered to be an option. Halacha number three. Chutz min meliach hayashon kulios hispanin, with the exception of kali abisho, shahadachasan, because iri of kali abisho, zuhi gemar malachta. What does that mean? Hadachasan zuhi gemar malachta. That's the difficulty. What does the Mishnah mean by gemar malachta? Because al yedei hadacha, al yedei iri, it is fully cooked. That is gemar malachton. What are you fully cooked for? You're only chayiv if you fully cook something. You're chayiv if it's machal ben drusai. The Mishnah should say, hadachason zu hi bishulan. Hadach is its bishul. Why do we say that when it comes to kaliya bishul, hadachason zu hi gemar malachton? What is that term, gemar malachton? So Gital writes, it's unbelievable in the Duyak. That if you sin like Rabbi Natam, iri is lame of Ashal kedei klipa. And kedei klipa, generally speaking, is no better than macha b'drusai mitzarechad, which is not bishul b'shabbos. If you want to forbid such a case, you have to argue that there are times that iri is mevashel kedei kulmo. That is the gemar bishul. That must be the chiddush of kali habishul. That in certain cases, for example, of kali habishul, then iri is mevashel kedei kulmo. If it would just be kamacha ben rusai, that's insufficient. That's exactly what the Eglei Tar writes, Pelashon HaMishnah. Hadachasam zuhi gemar malachtam. When it comes to cases of kali habishul, so therefore, hadacha, irui, is considered to be mamish gemar malachtam, that is bishul, as opposed to other cases where, if it's not comparable to kali habishul, that would just simply be macha v'dorshai mitzar echad. That's the chiddush Eglei Tar writes. In understanding the Lashna Mishnah, why the Mishnah has to say not just Hadachasan Zui Bishulam, Hadachasni Gemar Malachtan. What are the other possibilities in the Mishnah? One possibility is just to play down Gemar Malachtan. It means Hadachasan Zui Bishulam, as Rashi seems to indicate. Another possibility, this fancy Chiddush of Eglei Tar, that the Mishnah already is aware of our difficulty, Macha ben Rusai Mitzar Echad, and therefore it indicates that's not true when it comes to Kali Abishu. So you point out a Chiddush, Tavlin then has an intermediate status, no? Tavlin, on the one hand, there's no Bishon and Klisheni. On the other hand, however, since the Tavlin are so thin and its taste is released, which such potency, even ayyadei irui, it will be asr in those cases. Is there any other possibility in that Mishnah? Hadachasan zuhi gemar malachtan. When the Mechaber quotes this halacha, Shin Yod Ches Dalet, the Mechaber writes that if you have maliach halashan, or if you have kulis hispanin, the Mechaber quotes the Mishnah. Hadachasan zuhi gemar malachtan. And therefore, even that is considered to be asr. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Lamed Zayin, Shin Yad Ches Siv Katan Lamed Zayin, Mishnah Berurah writes the following, Ratzalom Mar Bechamin. When the Mechaber writes, Hadachasan Zuhi Gemar Malachtan, what does that mean with hot water? Isn't that obvious? Bechamin. Well, of course, no. The theme of the Mishnah is Bishul B'Shabbos. So if the Mishnah says if you pour water, right, on top of Kali Abishul, you're chayim. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, Bechamin. Avo Betzonein, but if you're talking about cold water, right, Mutla Hadichol, there's no issur to pour cold water on Kali Abishul, right, and Av Lishroso, even to soak it in cold water is mutter. Ah, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah. Good. When we assume Hadachas and Zui Gemar Malachton, right, hot water. Right? Remember, the Mishnah is talking about Bishul. What is the Mishnah Berurah telling you? Because if you look in the Bir Halacha, the Bir Halacha Der Maschel V'Hadachasan, the Bir Halacha quotes an incredible chiddush of the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim is bothered by this Mishnah. What do you mean Hadachas and Gemar Malachton? The Mishnah does not say Hadachas and Zui Bishulon. Why not? So one possibility, Rashi Lavda, it means Bishul. The beautiful Chiddush of Eglei Tar, it's not enough to say Bishul, because it's Mvushul, Macha ben Rusai, Kedei Klipa, Sarecha, that's not good enough. You have to say this is Kedei Kulo. Here's another possibility. The Prima Gadim writes, what does the term Gemar Malacha mean? The Prima Gadim writes, an unbelievable Chiddush, Makke Vepatish. That's the Prima Gadim, Makke Vepatish. You have Maliach HaYashan. This fish is so salty, people normally do not eat it as is. It has to be rinsed before you will eat it. And therefore, the Mishnah tells us this fiddish, Hadachasan Zuhi Gemar Malachtan, that rinsing, even if the rinsing is Bitzonein, it's in cold water, you're Chayim Yishamakke Bebatish. That's how the Prima Gadim understood the Mishnah. Pretty unbelievable, no? The Mishnah begins with the theme of Bishul. There's Bishul and Kli Rishon. Irui. Eilom Avashem. However, if you're dealing with Maliach HaYashan, forget about the Bishul problem. Any Hadacha. Hadachasan Zui Gemar Malachton. That's the Chiddush of the Prima Gadim. And that's obviously why the Mishnah would say Gemar Malachton, Gemar Malachon, Mak Vepatish. As opposed to Hadachasan Zui Bishulon, because this is Asar Av Bitzonein. That's what the Mishnah Berurah writes, cannot be. That's the Chiddush, the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat Mamed Zayin, Ratzon Rabachamin. Not like this Prima Gadim. The Bir Halacha writes the following, right at the end of the piece, Hayotzi midvareinu linyirmakke bepatish bedvar ochel devar chiddish. Falo nimtza beposkim. This chiddish the Prima Gadim, that there's makke bepatish an ochel. Readying ochel la'achila is a problem of makke bepatish. Can't be. This is a davar shlo nimtza beposkim. And therefore, ein lahachar bahadachas tzonein. And therefore, if you're talking about cold weather, there's no problem. The theme of this Mishnah through and through, right? Even the last case, the safe of the Mishnah, is Bishul. And Hadachas and Zui Gramal often means that this is considered to be Bishulah. So either you have to play down the Lashon HaMishnah, it means Bishulah. Or Gamar Malachta, literally the Prima Gadim is great Chiddush, but again, a Chiddush Nifla. Or they really tell things, Poshav Shad. No, this is Bishul, Kedei Kulo. That phrase that the Mishnah Berurah has in Bir Halacha, because Mak Bepatish B'Dvar Ochel is Dvar Chiddush Shelo Nimtza B'Poskim. So there is a Makom for Mak Bepatish when it comes to Ochel. If you look in the very back of the Gemara, it's at the Hagos Mordechai, right, in Perek Chavis. After the Mordechai, there is the Hagos Mordechai. Right, in the regular Gemaras that we have, it'll say Pei Beis Amud Aleph at the top, the very end of the Gemara. The Hagos Mordechai quotes Yerushalmi regarding preparation of garlic. So the Yerushalmi goes through all the possible stages of the potential malachos that one will violate when one prepares garlic. It mentions disha, and it mentions borer, and then if you're going to mix the garlic together with other substances, it could be a problem of lush. And then the Yerushalmi writes the following, Gomer malachto, Chayiv Mishum Makav Patish. That's the Yerushalmi. And when it is completely prepared, thoroughly processed, then one is Chayiv Mishum Makav Patish. Again, it doesn't mean that that's Pshat the Mishnah, but Mishnah Berurah writes, No Nimtza B'Poskim. This is an important Mar Makom. Hagos Mordechai quotes Yerushalmi. We'll have to discuss this in later Shiurim, the possibility of Makav Patish when it comes to Tikkun HaOchel. These various possibilities and understanding Irui is relevant for another sugya that you saw as well on Daf Lamed Tes Samad Aleph. That sugya Daf Lamed Tes just simply quotes the Mishnah of Kuf Mem Hamad Beis, but a critically important tosis. That's where the Gemara centers around that mid case in the Mishnah. The Kol Shalom Baba Chan Lifnei HaShabbos. If it was not cooked already in Erev Shabbos. Madichin also bechamin b'shabes irui lishros bechamin bishul is not an option, but irui is considered to be sufficient. Good. So those are the halachos of the Mishnah. If it's already nizbashel in bishul achar bishul, if lo nizbashel, then you have to rely on hadoch on irui. So Tosfos Rav Maskil Kol and Afkamei Tesamad Aleph is bothered by just a very basic kasha. What are we talking about? When the Mishnah says that Bishul no, because this is not something that already was cooked and therefore you can't apply principle one of a Bishul after Bishul, but despite the fact that Bishul Shriya no, Hadacha Eru yes. What are we talking about? What type of Eru is referred to? So Tosa says the following, Lefi HaRashva, the Gleita writes, perhaps the proper Girsan also should be Lefi HaRashbam. Right? Not the Rashba, but rather the Rashbam. That's our Rashbam. That Irui is Keklisheni, but either the Rashbam or the Rashba. Right? Both of the Balei Tosfos. So you understand very well. So it's explicit that Irui is Keklisheni. Isn't that what the Mishnah is telling you? If it's a Davar Mavusho, it's in such a case then in Bishul Achar Bishul. If, however, it was not already subject to Bishul, then your only recourse is Irui. How is Irui Mutter? Because Irui is Dino Keklisheni. And there is no Bishul Keklisheni. So therefore, what is the Chiddush of this Mishnah? That Ein Shorin, you cannot put it into the Kli Rishon. It's raw. But Avo Medichin, make Kli Rishon. You can't place it in the Kli Rishon, but pour from the Kli Rishon. That's the halacha of the Mishnah. Shri Anovan Hadacha, yes. But what's Tosfos' obvious difficulty? If you hold like the Ri, and presumably hold like Rabbeinu Tam, that Iruy is Kli Rishon. So what in the world is the Mishnah telling us? That if it's already cooked, in Bishul Achar Bishul, good. Halacha number one. Halacha number two. And if not, it's not cooked. So now, Madichna Sabachamin, Iruy. What do you mean Iruy? Iruy is Mavashel. Iruy is in a Kli Rishon. How can that be? So Tosu says, if you hold like Liri, in the Chorah, if you hold like the view of Rabbeinu Tam, you have to assume that that middle case of the Mishnah, Madichan also Becham and B'Shabbos, is referring to not Irui Kli Rishon, but Irui Kli Sheni. Irui Kli Sheni, that's what Tosu writes in the Nefilah Testament Aleph. So if it was already cooked, put it into a Kli Rishon, no problem. If, however, it was not subject to Bishul, so Madichan also mi Kli Sheni, Iruy Kli Sheni. That's what the Mishnah says. Kli Rishon is Aser, and Iruy Kli Sheni is Mutter. Wait, you skipped too much, no? Kli Rishon to Iruy Kli Sheni. What about Kli Sheni itself? So what's the implication then of this Mishnah? It can't be Iruy Kli Rishon, because Iruy is Mavashel. It must be Iruy Kli Sheni. And what about Kli Sheni itself? Doesn't that seem to imply that Iruy Kli Sheni yes, but Kli Sheni lo? Wait a second, we just got through saying that Kli Sheni is not Mavashel. That's the next daf and daf mem of days. Unless you're dealing with Kali Abishel, there's no Bishel in Kli Sheni. No? So what is the Mishnah telling us? That Sharia no, but Iruy Kli Sheni yes. Kli Sheni Sheni Mutter. And you obviously can't argue that the Mishnah is talking about Kali Abishal, because that's case number three. No? Case number two are non-Kali Abishal. Case number three is Maleach Hayashon Kuliyos Yispanim. It's our Kali Abishal. This heter doesn't apply. So case two is not Kali Abishal, and yet Iri Kli Sheni is Mutter, and Kli Sheni is Aser, but Kli Sheni is not Mavashel. So how do you understand that altogether? So what do you do with such a thing? So Tosus is forced to a pretty unbelievable Chiddush, which changes everything. Tosus says, Va'omari, you must assume, Afilu b'kli sheni ein shorim. You have to assume kli sheni is aser, because the Mishnah says the only thing that's mutter is iri kli sheni. So kli sheni is aser. Why is kli sheni aser? Kli sheni is einu mevashel. So Tosfos writes an unbelievable line. Ho v'amayim chamin. Since this water is hot, mechse kemevashel. Unbelievable. Mechsei kemavasha. Kli sheni is also drabanan because of mechsei kemavasha. Even though you're right, a kli sheni is not mavasha. Yeah, that's mikra din daraisa. But midrabanan, kli sheni is forbidden because of mechsei kemavasha. Unbelievable. It also says a kli sheni is also. You see the Gemara daf mem beis, kli sheni is mutter. No, kli sheni is also. Kli sheni is el mavasha. But it's Mechsei Kemavasha. So how can that be? Tosus knows this is difficult. Afogav Ditznan. Wait a second. We just had the Mishnah Daf Mem Beis. That's where we began. Avonos Nitoch HaKaro Toch HaTamchui. The Mishnah Daf Mem Beis. If you have Tavlin, you can't go ahead and place it in a Kli Rishon. So what does the Mishnah say to do? Put it in a Kli Sheni. Avonos in the Tocha Karo Tocha Tamchui. That's Mamish Kli Sheni. That's not Iri Kli Sheni. So Tosus says what I just said is against the Mishnah. Kli Sheni is Aser. And when the Gemara says Nafim Eim Avasha means Midaraisa, but it's from Mefsek Mavasha. The Mishnah Nafim Beis Mabe says that you're allowed to place these things in a Ka'aro and a Tamchui. So Kli Sheni is Mutter. See how Tosus says? No, that's Dafka Tavlin, unbelievable. That's the exception, that's not the rule. The Mishnah of Membeis is talking about Tavlin. Because Tavlin are only the Matek Asakadera. So Tavlin is not Mechsek Mabashel. If you take your piece of meat and you put it in a klisheni, that's Mechsek Mabashel. You take raw meat, it looks like you're cooking. And you sprinkle a little Tavlin, some spices, on the dish, in a klisheni, that's Mechsek Mabashel. It also says that's the exception, that Tavlin is not Mechsek Mabashel. So it's unbelievable. It turns everything upside down. No? We always assume that a klisheni has no bishul whatsoever. That's the rule. And kali abishul are the only exception that you have to be concerned about. But if it's not kali abishul, klisheni is no problem whatsoever. The Ri says, no, the opposite is true. Only tavlin is mutter, and everything else is asur. We always assume that tavlin is the norm, and kali abishul is the exception when it comes to klisheni. Here the Ri says, no, that's not true. The tavlin is the case which is not mechsek mabashel, and everything else is considered to be asur. That Teretz HaTos is unbelievable. Tosus then gives a second Teretz. The Inami of Tosus. Again, if you'll tell me that Madichan also is referring to Iri Klisheni, doesn't that imply that Klisheni is Aser? So Tosus says, yes, Klisheni is Aser. Unbelievable. Tosus in the second Teretz says, no, Hu Hadin Shori. Just like Iri Klisheni is Mutter, Klisheni is Mutter. Because klisheni is in mabashel. So why does the Mishnah say that you're allowed to engage in iri klisheni? Klisheni is mutter. So what is the second Teretz HaTosus? No, it's mentioning this in case two because of case three. What is case three? Maliach hayashan. Kali yaseyispanim kali habishol arasa. See if this seifa, the middle case, would have said klisheni. So therefore, what would I have derived? That klisheni is forbidden when it comes to kali abishul. Tosus is minimal, chumra is more than that. Every klisheni is asa when it comes to kali abishul. So how does the Mishnah tell you that chiddush? By saying that every klisheni, which is mutter generally, is forbidden in case three when it comes to kali abishul. But one should not be medayik from the middle case that klisheni is asa. Really, klisheni is mutter. Klisheni is in Mabashel. The reason, however, it mentions Madichin Eri Klisheni is because of the seif of Kali Abishul. The first Eretz HaTosus is a massive chumra, right? That there's a problem of Mechsek Mabashel and Klisheni. The Teretz of the third Teretz, of the second Teretz HaTosus, right, is a chumra, but a more minimal chumra. That when you're dealing with Kali Habishul, even Iri Klisheni is Asa. But when you're dealing with all other cases, Klisheni is Mamash Mutter. So therefore, everything is allowed in a Klisheni, except for Kali Habishul, but in Kali Habishul, even Iri Klisheni is Asa as well. Those are two possibilities in Tosos. Right, that's considered Tibishul. Right, not because of Mechseh, that's considered Tibishul. In Kali Habishul, not only Klisheni, but even Iri Klisheni itself is Asa. When it comes to Kali Abishul, that's important Kiddush. So the two Chumras of Tosus, the mid Chumra of Tosus, no? The first Teretz, that means Klisheni is Mavashel Midra Abonon, because I'm Echsek and Mavashel. Right? The following Teretz of Tosus, that it's a Chumra within Kali Abishul, that even Iri Klisheni is considered to be Asir. So now they're Gleital, right? And Lamed Aleph and Oz Gimel says, wait a second, according to my whole scheme, everything is fine. Tosus's kasha is not difficult at all. If you assume that Iri is Mavashel Kidei Klipa, no problem whatsoever. Everything's Mamish Kafta Beferach. If you have something that was already cooked on Erev Shabbos, so in Bishlach or Bishol, if something was not yet cooked, then Iri Klirishol. I Iri is Mavashel. Yeah, but Iri is a Mavashel, Kedei Klipa. And Kedei Klipa is comparable to Macha Ben Rusai Mitzarecha, and therefore it's Mutter. That's exactly what the Mishnah is telling you. That Bishul no, but Iri yes, even Iri Kli Rishon. How can it be Iri Kli Rishon? Iri is Mavashel? No, Iri is a Mavashel. Kedei Klipa. And Kedei Klipa, Macha Ben Rusai Mitzarecha, is Heter Gomor on Shabbos. Not even is the Mishnah Berurah, that it's a Chumra D'Rabbanan. It's Heter Gomor. Unless you're dealing with Tavlin, then it's Aser, because that's not just Kamacha Ben Rusai Mitzarecha. That's Mamish comparable to Kedei Kulo. But here, this Mishnah, which is not dealing with Tavlin, this Mishnah is dealing with straight cases of Bishul, so that's exactly what the Mishnah tells us. Bishul no, Iri yes, despite the fact that Iri is Balea, Kedei Klipa. But it's not Mavashel B'Shabbos. Because Macha Ben Rusai Mitzarecha. That's the Chiddush. That's what the Gleital writes. Not only does the Mishnah fit in beautifully, and Daf Kuf Mem Heimud Beis, Hadachas and Zui Gemara Malachtan, but now the mid-case of the Mishnah, that resolves the difficulty. Why doesn't Tosus acknowledge this? Because Tosus is bothered by the Shita Sari. Right? The Shita Sari, where the Shita Sari is, it's Mevashel Kedei Kulo. Okay. But if you're dealing with the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, where Rabbeinu Tam Shita being only Kedei Klipa, as Tosus presents in Zvachim Tzarihei, then he says everything is fine. This Chiddush of the Ri, that Klisheni is Mechse Kemevashel, is not found in the Mechaber, not found in the Ramah. They don't quote the Shita Tosus at all, that a Klisheni is subject to a Bishul problem of Mechse Kemevashel. Of course it's not Mevashel Midareisa. But Mechseik Mavashel. And only Tavlin is a unique Keter because there's no Mechseik Mavashel in Tavlin. But the Magen Avraham quotes this Ri. The Magen Avraham is found in Shin Yuches and Sivkot and Tezvav. And this is what the Mishnah Berurah cites as well. The Mishnah Berurah in Shin Yuches, Sivkot and Lam Medalid. And later in Sivkot and Membeis, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, you know, there are two problems with Klisheni. Even though the Gemara says Klisheni ain't a Mavashel, there are two problems with Klisheni. The Mishnah Berurah says, Katan la Medalid, right, this Tosus, that even though there's no real Bishul, but Mechseik a Mavashel. And therefore only Iri Klisheni is Mutter, but Klisheni itself is Aser. So Mishnah Berurah writes, you have to avoid Klisheni because of this Tosus. But it's explicit. Even this Chumra D'Ri is only Klisheni, not Iri Klisheni. Iri Klisheni is Mefurash the Mishnah, it's Mutter. So Mishnah Berurah writes, there are two very good reasons that one must avoid Klisheni. Reason number one is this Ri. And then reason number two, that's the Mishnah Berurah we saw later in Sivkot Membeis, right? That's the whole issue of the Yeraim. That we're not sure what Kali Abishal are. In Kali Abishal explicitly there's additional Klisheni. So therefore the Mishnah Berurah writes, for two very good reasons one must avoid Klisheni. Right, one is because of Mechseik Mavashel, the other is because of cases were uncertain when it comes to Kali Abishal. If you look in the Ritva, right, in this Sugin Shabbos and Daf Mem Beis, the Ritva de Ramaschal Avonosei, the Ritva takes issue with the entire assumption of Tosus. All the details he went through in terms of which sugya is machriya. But Tosus is assuming from start to finish what is true of Lias Yisiv Heter is true of Bishul B'Shabbos. And the Ritva, this sugya is the one who writes that is absolutely not true. Aval hadavar hamuchra shah emes mora alav. Ritva writes, truth be told, ki inyanim chalukim hein. These are two independent halachos. You cannot apply blias iser v'heter and extend those halachos to Bishul B'Shabbos. Ve'enam inyan lahad de gabi Shabbos. Because when it comes to Shabbos, Bishul Tal Yemilsa, everything is dependent on Bishul, Derech Bishul. And the Kimlu Rabbanon Klisheni Afilu Roseach Einom of Ashel. Good, the Gemara says in Daf Mem, Klisheni is Einom of Ashel. But the Gemara does not say Klisheni Einom Bolea, Klisheni Einom of Ashel. Because one cannot equate Blias Iser Veheter with cases of Bishul Bishabis. Le'inyani Surim, the Ritva writes, Afilu Klisheni Mavlia Upolate. Good, our Gemara says Klisheni Mavasha. But a Klisheni is Mavlia Upolate when it comes to Iser Veheter. The Ritva writes, Vaharaya Gumur Ledavar. The Gemara Chun Dav Chav Ches is an example. Beis HaShchita, the Gemara tells us, is Roseach. What does that mean? When Shchita is done, the Beis HaShchita and the dam that gushes forth causes a Blias Iter into the area of the Shchita. The Gemara says, Beis HaShchita is Roseach, and therefore Tsara Klipa. You cannot eat that outer surface of flesh in the Beis HaShchita. So what does that mean? Sholchet is chayiv on Shabbos mishum avashel. But yet when it comes to Blias Iser Veheter, Beis HaShchita Bolea. The Ritva writes, you cannot equate Blias Isurim with Bishul v'Shabbos. Or the Ritva invokes the lach of Duch de Sakina. Sometimes pressure, the pressure of the cutting action of the knife will cause blia. It will force the tam, ha'isr, into that which is etim. There's no such halacha when it comes to Shabbos, of dukta de sakina. Maliach is kroseach, kavus is kemavusho. Whether A is absorbed into B is a wholly different question as to whether that is considered to be an act of ishul. So therefore the Ritva writes, the whole assumption of Tosus is not true. One cannot assume that just because Iri is Bolea, and when it comes to Chatos, Shvir is necessary of a Kli Cheres, that that's relevant to our issue on Shabbos. There are certain cases we mentioned where Kli Sheni is Mutter. That was the Sugya Shabbos Daf Mem Amud Beis, where the Gemara spells out, right, Tavlin, Mayim, and Shemen. Gemara said explicitly, Kli Sheni is Mutter. That also has to be assessed according to Tosos. Because that Sugya and Shabbos said, Tavlin, Mayim, Shem, Mem, and Beis is not subject to Bishul. So what did Tosos say in Daf Lamed Tes? It doesn't apply generally. Generally, you see from the Mishnah that there is a problem of Mefsekim Avashon, right? So one then must assume apparently that in these cases there is no problem of Mefsekim Avashon, right? So the Re answers part of the difficulty, no? The Re realizes this problem. So what does the Re comment? That look, when it comes to Tavlin, which are Asui in the Matekas HaKadera, that is not Mefsekim Avashon. What's a little more difficult according to the Re is the following. You don't just have to answer Tavlin. You're going to have to contend with Mayim and Shemen as well. No? That also is not so simple. No? Maybe Tavlin, one could argue, is not Mechsei Kemashel. Inherently, there is no Bishul at all. Mechsei Kemashel, because it's heated? What's heated? Right? You're not talking about, right, the food item. You're talking about the Tavlin. In Tavlin, there's no concern of Mechsei Kemashel. But realize, according to the Re, the point the Re doesn't raise explicitly is what you say about Tavlin, you have to say as well about Mayim Shemen. You're going to have to argue that there's no problem of Mechsei Kemavasha when it comes to Mayim and Shemen as well. There you can't simply dismiss it, as the Re says, because Boi Namate Chesakadera. Here in the Mayim and Shemen, that's comparable to the food item itself. But yet you're going to have to assume that there's no problem of Mechsei Kemavasha. Perhaps because it's all thoroughly me'urav in Zebazeh. If you're placing a food item into a liquid medium, then it's mefsek kamavasho. Here, where it's mayim into mayim, then it's not even considered to be mefsek kamavasho. It's not that you're placing something else roa into water where it maintains its independence, its own identity. When you're placing mayim into mayim, so therefore it is all thoroughly combined, that which you're adding is thoroughly mixed with the earlier water, and therefore maybe there's no mefsek kamavasho. But that's more difficult. And interesting, that Tosas doesn't tap, no? Tosas just deals with the Tavlin case. But when you say about Tavlin, you have to assume it's also true of mayim v'shemen. Because mayim v'shemen, the Gemara says it's mutter, no klisheini. That means there's no bishul, there's no problem derabanan of mefsek kamavasho as well. It's an important tahara. What about shar mashkim? When the Gemara tells us naf mem lamed beis that mayim in shemen, that's mutter nekli sheni. There's no problem of bishul. There's no problem of mefsek kamavasho. Did it mean bidafka mayim in shemen, or is mayim in shemen just an example of mashkim? Many poskim are explicit that mayim in shemen, right, they're just examples of mashkim. If you look in Shulchan Aruch Rav and Shinyan Ches, Shulchan Aruch Rav is explicit that hu hadin l'shar mashkim. This is what the Bach writes in Shinyan Ches and Devamaschal Mutter. This is what the Prima Gadim writes in Mishpat Zal Zahav, in Sivkot and Tezvav. There the Prima Gadim is dealing with chalav, dealing with milk. And the Prima Gadim assumes that heating milk is mutter in a klisheni, because it's included in what the Gemara tells us, that Tavlin, Mayim, v'shemen is not subject to Vishnu, klisheni. That's Pashav Shat Nechazanish as well, in Nun Bey Zos Yurches. That a klisheni is mutter b'mashkin. There are certain inferences from the Mishnah Berurah, but the Diyukim are compelling, that apparently the Mishnah Berurah is machmir and assumes that one must be concerned with bishul and klisheni of shar mashkim aside from mayim v'shemen. First, maybe the least compelling inference is when the Mishnah Berurah mentions in the Shaar HaTzion Shin Yud Ches Sivkot and Samach Ches that there is no bishul in such cases. The Mishnah Berurah just specifically writes mayim v'shemen. Not so compelling. One could argue maybe the Shaar HaTzion is just copying the Lashon HaGemara and Daf Mem Amud Beis mayim and shemen, but don't understand that as being bedafka, rather as being that which represents the category of mashkim. But if you look in the Mishnah Berurah and see if Katan Lamed Tes, here the Mishnah Berurah writes the following: that if you have a davar lach shenitztanein, mutter litzno betok klisheni, you're allowed to put it in a klisheni, which is even roseach. You have a liquid shenitztanein, one is allowed to put it in a klisheni. What do you mean shenitztanein? Shenitztanein? No? Yeah, that means you have, right, a mashke that was already cooked that cooled. That's what we touched on earlier. Now the bishul achar bishul problem. Where maker hadin, Rav Poskim assume in the Ramah that even when it comes to a davar lach, ain bishul achar bishul. The fact that the Ramah suggested lo nitzan in the gamre was only the chur ba'am, the rav chedimilsa. But mikar hadin when it comes to a liquid, even if it's nitzani in bichshav or bishul. So here the Mishnah writes the following: if you have a davar lach shen nitzanein, see, even though it's nitzan in the gamre, and the Ramah is machmer that therefore it's forbidden in kli rishon, either kli rishon, Mishnah Berurah writes it's mutter b'kli sheni. You don't have to adopt the chumrah of lo nitzan the gamre in kli sheni. That's Mishnah Berurah writes. But again, what about, forget about nitzdanin, lo nitzdanin. What about Mayim Veshemen, which is Mutar B'Kli Sheni itself? Poshub Shat, right? The Mishnah Berurah is assuming that Mayim and Shemen Dafka. However, when it comes to Shar Mashkin, any Davralach, one has to come on to in Bishalach or Mishal. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah writes that if it's Davar HaNizbashel, Shenitz Dane. For example, the Mishnah Berurah discusses if you have chalav, if you have milk that was heated, shenitz daneh, so therefore it's mutter to heat it in a kli sheni, because after all, it was already subject to bishul, and in bishul achar bishul, the chumah of lenitz daneh lagamrei doesn't apply kli sheni. But that implies that the fact that it is chalav, that it's a mashke alone, it's not the grounds to allow it in a klisheni. It's only because he's bashof and he's dani. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Lamed Hei, Mishnah Berurah allows irui klisheni al gabi davralach. That also seems to imply that irui klisheni, but klisheni itself is considered to be asur. Those implications of the Mishnah Berurah seem to be that aside from literally the cases of Mayim and Shemen, there is a potential bishul problem in Kli Sheni that can be solved either by Nizbasho v'Nitzdane or Iri Kli Sheni. But Mashkin B'Toh Kli Sheni is not a blanket heter against the other poskim that I mentioned that assumed that no, that Mayim and Shemen is just a class, right, of Shar Minei Mashkin. We had discussed earlier, if milk, for example, is already pasteurized, and that, for example, would already be beyond the Shir B'Yatzalet as well, in such a case, that would have the status of a Dover Shiniz Basho Sinitz Dami, bought milk. If you're dealing with, let's say, a woman who is nursing, who saves the milk and wants to heat it up then in a klisheni, then you don't have, right, the Mishnah Berurah is nizbasho v'nitzdane, and then a klisheni would be forbidden, unless you assume that it's part of the broader category of mayim and shemen. In terms of how we paskin when it comes to the case of irui, just the following further har of Mishnah Berurah. If you look in Shin Yud Ches, here the Mechaber writes that Asar Litein Tavlin V'Ka'ara V'Laro Salami Kli Misha. That Iri is Asar. Iri Kli Misha is Asar. Mishnah Berurah writes in Sivkot Ayin Dalet, because even though Tavlin is not subject to Bishul and Kli Sheni, the Gemara Daf Mem Beis we've been discussing, Mikomakom, Iri Kli Misha, Kaimalan de Uma Vashal Kide Klipa. As Mishnah Berurah writes, we paskin like that Shita of Rabbi Natan, that Irui is Mavashal Kide Klipa. And therefore, Irui is also. Again, the Mishnah Berurah mentioned, maybe it's like a Siddur Rabbanan, because of the problem with that Sigi Menachos Naflan Zayin. But the Mishnah Berurah writes that we paskin like that Shita of Rabbi Natan, that Irui is Mavashal Kide Klipa. Then the Mishnah Berurah adds the following chiddush, two chiddushim. Va'afilu b'diyeved asa. And even b'diyeved is considered to be asa. Im eir lehed yalayin. If you take your kli rishon and you pour it directly on, ma'aseh Shabbos. Even b'diyeved is considered to be asa. Now that's a chiddush. We already saw that bir halacha, the Prima Gadim. Now, that when it comes to the sugi of Mevashel B'Shabbos, so you have to ask yourself, again, is this something which is Shori B'Machlokes, or is this a Halacha P'suka? If it's a Halacha P'suka, so in such a case, that's it. It's subject to sugi of Mevashel B'Shabbos, B'Di'evet. If, however, that's not true, like we discussed, Bishlach HaRafim, what was that Kiddush the Prima Gadim? How do you pass it in Bishlach HaRafim? Wait, it's a Machlokes, Rishonim. The Urayim, the Raviyah. So even though the Chatchila were machmer for the Shitas Urayim, but B'diyeved, According to Rav Yehuda, this was not Bisha whatsoever. So when it comes to Mevashel Bishabis, so therefore there is no Knas. According to the Shitas Rav Yehuda, it's Mutter. So we already mentioned, how you apply that principle is not so clear. This is part of a much broader issue. When you have a Machlokas, and you paskin as A, to what extent is B considered to be a Shita Dechuya? To what extent do we consider B to be, no, not a Shita Dechuya at all? We'll opt the Chatkila for the Machmirim, but B'dieved, Mamish Yesh Lamami Lismoch. So it's just an interesting ha'ara. When it comes to the machlokas Rishonim regarding afiyah achar bishlam, bishlam achar afiyah, there the Mishnah Berurah is explicit as the Prima Gadim, that that's called a davar hashonim machlokas, and therefore b'dieved the chefz is not nesar. When it comes to irui, here the Mishnah Berurah assumes a great chiddush, Rabbi Natan, that irui is mevashel k'dei klipa, and even though the Rashbam, that what do you mean that no, it's k'klisheni. And even though all the ha'aros of Eglital, that this is only considered to be, right, that which is kedei klipa, which when it comes to Shabbos is macham and rishayim yitzarecha, which in fact is mutter, with exception of, right, the kaliyah b'yishur tavlin, right? Here the Mishnah Berurah writes, afilu b'dieved aser, right? It's a halacha psuka that we paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, and therefore even b'dieved, the sheet of the Rashbam cannot even be invoked, b'dieved, to save you from Maisa Shabbos.
Because you have the Ri that balances it out. It
could be, right? In other words, the Ri, Mamash assumes Kli Rishon. Right, so you have the Ri, which is a Kli Rishon. The Rabbeinu Tam is a Mid-Shita, so therefore we will paskin like that Mid-Shita, and you can't invoke the Rashbam even B'dieved. It's important Shita, it's important Chiddush. Right, that concept of the Mishnah Berurah. And therefore even B'dieved, it's Aser. The Mishnah Berurah adds one detail. We'll have to discuss more Halacha L'Maisa, and that's the following. That's only if Eira Lehedya Aleihem, you pour directly onto the object. As opposed to what? Here, you're pouring directly. The Mishnah Berurah adds, Shalom Nifsak HaKiluach. The stream is a direct stream from the Kli Rishon onto the Ochel. That's Iru. If it would be Nifsak HaKiluach, let's assume, for example, you would pour from the Kli Rishon, and the liquid would run down the side of the utensil, and then it would hit the food matter which is at the bottom, then not necessarily. There should be an inherent difference when it comes to Iroi between Nifsak or Lo Nifsak, HaKiluach. If it was a straight pouring directly from the Kli Rishon onto the Ochel, or whether or not it reached the Ochel indirectly, that is not the case of Iroi Kli Rishon, which is Mevashel K'dei Klipa, which is also B'dieved. Okay, this, when we do the issues Halacha L'maisa, we'll have to talk about these differences in terms of Nifsak and Lo-Nifsak. This is some of the background of, right, the main Isra Bishra before we get to Shihi and Chazan. So in the coming Shir, we'll talk a little bit about the concept of Hagasa, about stirring, and then we'll have to start the Sugyas and Perakira, beginning on Daf Mevav Mebeis. What about now the issues Drabanan? Assuming there is no Bishul Daraisa. But what about Shemi Echate? We've already touched on with Tosos the concept of a Mechsek Mevashel when it comes to Irui. This concept of Mechsek Mevashel is going to be very relevant when it comes to issues of Hachzara, even if ain't Bishul Achar Bishul. But you take something which is gold, right, and you're placing it, right, the Kira. In such an instance, isn't that also a problem of Mechsek Mevashel? So we'll continue with the cases of Hagas, and then we'll have to see. Familiarize yourself again with issue of Shia, Chazar, the Machlokas, Chanani, and the Chachamim, right, the Sugya and Daf, Lamed Vav, Lamed Beis, continuing on Daf, Lamed Zayin.